很高兴能够在一年的刚开始就跟大家一起来思想并领受神的话语。
It's a great pleasure that we can receive and contemplate God's word together.
今天刚刚大家读的经文是从诗篇的51篇所揭露出来的。
The passage we just read for the scripture reading is from Psalm 51.
它是一个很有名的悔罪诗。
This is a very well-known psalm about repentance and
在读一篇诗的时候，我们通常会先去看它的背景是如何。
When we look at a passage, we usually look at the background.
那这篇诗一开始的标注写得很清楚。
Here, the Bible translators have clearly put it there for us.
他说，大卫与拔示巴同室以后，先知拿单来见他，他作这诗交与灵长。
It says, to the choir master, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet went to him after he had gone into Bathsheba.
这里面详细的内容是记载在撒母耳记下的12章1到14节。
The story can be found in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 1 through 14.
它里面讲到大卫犯了什么罪呢？他说，你为什么藐视耶和华的命令，行他眼中看为恶的事？你借亚门人的刀杀害赫人乌利亚，又娶了他的妻为妻。
This is what it says concerning David's sin. Why have you despised the word of the Lord to do what is evil in his sight? You have struck down Uriah the Hittite with the sword and have taken his wife to be your wife and have killed him with the sword of the Ammonites.
神在这件事情上面也说出了刑罚。他说，你既藐视我，娶了赫人乌利亚的妻为妻，所以刀剑必永不离开你的家。
Now therefore the sword shall never depart from your house because you have despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite. To be your wife.
那大卫听到了神借先知拿单的责备之后呢，他就立刻认罪。他对拿单说：“我得罪耶和华了。”
The moment David heard the prophet Nathan pronounce God's judgment, he repented, exclaiming, "I have sinned against the Lord."
那大卫因为这件事情写下了两篇诗，在诗篇的记载里面，一篇是诗篇32篇，另外一篇就是今天所要读的51篇。
Afterwards, he wrote two psalms about what happened, and this is found in Psalm 32, and what we'll be discussing today in Psalm 51.
那今天的经文背景虽然跟这些罪恶有关，但我们今天讨论的可能不是关于这些罪。
So although this passage pertains to sin, our focus will not be on sin today.
我们想把这首诗的内容是一个被罪煎熬而向神倾心吐意的过程。来表达出来。
Rather, our focus is to take this man who's tormented by guilt, and he pours out his heart to God. And together, let us see how repentance springs into a new hope.
对，我们来看怎么从悔改看新希望。我们一起先来祷告。亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你，让我们一起来到主的面前来敬拜赞美你，一起来领受你的话语。求主打开我们的心，也求主洁净我的口。使我有力量传讲你的信息，愿荣耀颂赞都归于主，祷告奉靠救主耶稣基督的名，阿们。那我们就开始来看今天的内容。首先来看前面的两节，讲到的是这篇诗的一开始算是引言。
Let's read the first two verses.
That's much shorter.
OK 。好，那我们看前面两节哦，那个 PowerPoint 有吗？两节一开始说到
，No，
I didn't see it。好，那前面两节我们就来看，直接看圣经的第一节跟第二节，五十一篇的第一节跟第二节，能不能请Jonathan 带大家念一遍？
Please follow along as we read in Psalm chapter 51, verses 1 and 2. Have mercy on me, O God. Well, I'll wait for you guys to get there. How's that sound? Morning. We're in Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions.Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin.
那这边是一开始就讲到大卫开口就求神连续，而且根据是在神的慈爱和慈悲上面。
So from the very start, we see David pleading with God for mercy, and this mercy is rooted in God's love and compassion.
你有没有想过连续或怜悯这个词其实是非常强烈的、
This concept of mercy and compassion are very compatible and similar.
它表达的是一种对自己完全的否认，那自己毫没有资格去得到任何的东西，只能求的是恩典。
It's not based on anything that he's done, but it's completely on God's mercy that he's asking for this salvation.
这个注意，这个以现在我们非常重视个人价值和尊严的时代，我们很少会用到这个词。
Yeah, in this day and age, this is a very rare, rarely used.
那想想这个作者大卫，他是一国的君王，他怎么会说出这样子的话呢？
So David is this king of this nation. How can he use this request? How can he even request mercy?
很显然的是，他看到了神的公义和圣洁，而且知道他自己所犯的罪，他感到十分的懊悔。
He sees that God is abundant in mercy, and therefore he is able to ask for his compassion and mercy.
那但是他没有失了盼望，他也没有在自己无限的自责当中，他向神求恩典，因为他知道神是慈爱的。
He knows that God is filled with love.
那我们每个人都很喜欢神的慈爱。
And we all love God's love.
但是我们要先知道神的公义。
But we also need to know His will.
公义
justice.
Righteousness.那当我们领受神的赦罪恩典的时候，才会知道自己是何等的不配。那神用他的恩典赐给我们。
We are completely unrighteous, and we depend on what He gives us.
所以我们可以知道神的恩典是多么的大。
And therefore, we know His grace is massive.
如果一个人先认识神的爱，才知道神的公义的时候，常常。会忽略或者是轻看神的恩典。
If we mix up God's love or focus on God's love first before we understand His righteousness, we are doomed to go into chaos.
所以我想在这边提醒大家，我们必须要先认识神的公义，然后我们在领受神的慈爱的时候，满心有感谢。
And so I'm here to encourage all of you to focus first on God's righteousness and then His love.
好，那根据王牧师所写的诗歌书读经讲义呢，将大卫这篇诗的悔罪分成了四个步骤。
So you can look at this psalm in four sections.
第一个是向神认罪。
The first part is to recognize your guilt before God.
然后是求神赦免。
To seek His forgiveness.
求神更新。
Ask for His renewal.
然后再是。感谢与赞美。
And to give thanks to God.
那我今天想要借这四个部分来去思想这个悔罪的过程。
So I want to use these four parts to look at today's passage.
我们先看向神认罪。
First, let's look at the part recognizing your guilt before.
那请江老师念这三节，四节。
We'll be looking at verses 3-6. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me.Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you delight in truth and the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart.
讲到认错，我想大家或多或少都有认错的经验。
So when we discuss sin, I think everybody young and old has this common experience.
但是我们常常有在动作行为上做出认错或者道歉的行动，但我们心里面却不这么认为。
However, just because we sin doesn't mean we always admit our fault or apologize or have genuine repentance.
还记得刚结婚的时候跟太太会有一些争执。
I remember when I first got married, I'd had some conflict with my wife.
那常常道歉的都是我。
And usually the person apologizing is me or him.
但是呢，我常常道歉，我一直怕他认为说我道歉了，好像是我错了一样。
But you know, I was just kind of scared that every time I apologize, he thinks that it's It's always my fault.
其实我是为了这个家的和谐。
That was for the peace of my family. Thank you.
他不仅应该要赶快原谅，还要十分感谢才对。
I'm sorry, this guy's too funny. So he did it for the sake of his family, and she should be very happy and thankful and praising him, you know, for how awesome he is.
但结果当然不是这样。
But that's not what happened.
渐渐的，他就不会原谅我。
Then she just stopped forgiving me.
我们有的时候道歉比被道歉人还凶。
Sometimes the person being apologized to is even more mean than the person that's doing the apologizing for what he originally did.
我已经道歉了，那你还要我怎么样？
I already apologized. What else do you want me to do?
真是，我本来就是这样的人，最好你们多包容。
Well, this is just the person I am, and hopefully you can just deal with it.
我们向神认罪是不是也是这样？
When we come before God and we acknowledge our sin, is this the attitude that we take?
我们看大卫怎么说。
Let's look at what David says.
他说：“我知道我的过犯。”
He says, "Where are we?"
第三节刚才。
For I know my transgressions.
他承认他自己过犯，他直接说：“我知道。”而且他说：“我的罪常在我面前。”
And again, and my sin is ever before me.
他非常清楚自己做了什么事。
He's very conscious about what he's done.
因为神的话责备他以后，他知道他的罪过藏在他的面前。
Because after he was confronted by God, and Nathan, he knows the sin that is before him.
这是一个令他感到羞耻的时候，生活的噩梦。
So this tormented him.
好像罪当作一个控告者，不断的控告他，缠绕他。就是他感到这个罪好像不断的在控告他。
Okay, so this sin was constantly tormenting him.
所以他很恨恶罪在他的身上这种感觉。
And so he had this detesting of the sin that was on him.
弟兄姐妹，我们常说我们是罪人。
Brothers and sisters, we often say that we're sinners.
或者我们也承认我们所犯的罪。
Or we even confess our sins.
但是我们会不会像大卫一样，对于这些罪感到十分的厌恶，很想让这个罪离开我们的身体呢？
But are we like David? Can we see our sin for how truly sinful it is, and how we ought to hate it?
就好像保罗在罗马书所说的，我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体？
Just like Paul says in Romans 7, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?
那接着我们来看大卫强调，我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你。
Against you and you only have I sinned。
我们可以知道他得罪了哪些人。首先，他得罪的是那些为他忠心征战沙场的部将赫人乌利亚。
So we see from the story that he's definitely offended other people. We see that he's offended Uriah the Hittite.
也得罪了他的妻子拔示巴。
He sinned against Bathsheba.
可是为什么他这里说他是得罪神呢？
So why does he here say that he sinned against God?
当我们的心思摆在这个地上的时候，出了什么问题，伤害什么人，我们很清楚。
When we've hurt other people, it's really clear.
我们很想要掩盖人的问题。
And we want to fix the situation.
大卫做了这个事情的时候，就一心想怎么样子掩盖说谎，或甚至杀害，让这件事情不会走漏出去。
Well, by fix we mean hide the situation, and he ultimately kills Uriah.
但是因为神的话改变了他思想。
But by being confronted by God's word, it caused him to think about this again.
他转头要面向神的审判。
He turns and looks to God.
他看到的是那位因他做的各样罪行而被激怒的神。
He sees a righteous God who's been sinned against.
我们犯罪的时候呢，很可能会得罪别人，甚至得罪自己的身体。
And so sometimes when we sin against others and we even sin against ourselves.
但是最本质呢，是轻慢神。
But at the heart of it, it's ultimately an affront to God.
就好像约瑟在创世纪所说的，我怎能做这大恶得罪神呢？
Just like Joseph in ancient times said, how then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?
我们的身体不是自己的。
Our body is not our own.
我们的灵舍是按照神的形象所创造的。
We are made in God's image.
神的本性还是我们道德的基础。
God's nature is the foundation of our morality.
所以我们的身体应该要成为圣洁的工具。
And therefore, our body is to be an instrument holy unto God.
我们人要向神的圣洁来负责。
We are responsible to holy God.
这都提醒我们，我们做错事，我们犯罪，不只是伤害人的事，更重要的是，是得罪神的事。
All of this reminds us that sin does not merely harm others, but even more so, it offends God.
那接着呢，大卫指出了一个重点。
David makes another point.
他说，在你眼前行了这恶，以致你责备我的时候，显为公义；判断我的时候，显为清正。
Against you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment.
这感觉非常的令人害怕。
This is a terrifying image.
好像有一个人躲在门里面，把窗户都关了，灯也关了，觉得自己口里所说的、心里想的、做的什么事情，没有人知道。
This is like a man who's in his home with the lights shut off, all by himself, about to commit an evil act, thinking, well, no one would be the wiser.
后来灯一开，才发现自己是舞台剧的演员，在舞台正中央。
When all of a sudden the lights turn on and he is center stage.
导演、工作人员，还有一大群的观众在看。
The director, the staff, and all the audience are surrounding him.
我自己有一个这样子的经验。
I myself had one such experience.
去年五月的时候，我跟着大家一起报名 YSMP.
Last year, I enrolled in YSMP.
跟着一次一次的训练以及教会的祷告，我开始把我的心转向神。
After the training and the workshops and the prayer that the church offered, slowly my heart became closer to 100% commit.
我想要在神的工厂为主做工。
I wanted to do work for our Lord.
一直到六月中。
Until the middle of June.
在公司发生了一件事情。
Something happened at work.
我被主管叫到，跟一些同事一起叫到办公室，叫到一个会议室开会。
Myself and a few co-workers were called into the office.
主管说，很高兴我们公司有一个很好的产品要推出，所以要奖励参与这个产品开发的员工。
So the doors were shut and the boss began talking and he said, well, we have this product launch and we want to, you know, thank all the people that were involved.
所以公司准备招待在座的员工。到佛罗里达，两张机票跟食宿全包，在高级的度假中心，四天三夜的旅游。
So, as thanks, we're going to give you a plane ticket, as well as covering 4 days and 3 nights in a super fancy hotel in Florida's vacation center.
那因为是公司所 reserve 那段时间，所以你一定要在那段时间去。
And so, because our company reserved that time slot, you have to go during that time.
你如果放弃的话，就什么也没有，会轮到第二个顺位的人。
So, if you decide to pass on this option, then the benefits, there's nothing that's going to be compensated. It'll simply pass on to the next person.
每个人都十分兴奋，说怎么可能会放弃呢？
Like, come on, why would we give this up?
然后我就把详细资料带到自己的座位。
So I took all the information that they gave us and I came back to my seat.
结果打开一看。
And then I opened the folder.
日期是7月7号到10号。
The dates were from July 7th to the 10th.
YSMP 是7月8号到16号。
YSMP was from the 8th to the 16th.
我的心情从最高荡到谷底。
My emotions went from the highest of joys to...
我不知道怎么办，我回到家呢。也不敢跟大家讲。
I didn't know what to do.
后来我就很赶快把这个 text 那个 coworker 问他说，我有没有可能， 我7月10号回来以后呢，我再自己到 Arizona， 自己到那个保留区跟大家会合。
So I sent out a text. Maybe I could go over there, and after the all the traveling and relaxing, then I could go join you guys at YSMP.
那天是礼拜三祷告会，我强烈的向神祷告。
So I was fervently praying to God for an answer.
我还有蛮有信心，觉得神一定会处理的。
And I was very faithful in God and thinking that He would resolve this situation.
但是我心里面甚至觉得，如果实在没有办法的话，我去过 YSMP， 但是没去过佛罗里达。
So at the end of the day, you know, I've gone to YSMP before, and but I have never been to Florida.
所以我想，如果实在不行，我就还是要去佛罗里达。
So if worse comes to worse, I guess I'm going to Florida.
可是到了第二天，同事开始有点不一样的反应。
But the next day, the fellow coworkers who received this gift, started having a different reaction.
我有一个朋友，他是 manager， 他跟我讲说，他可能要放弃。
One of them, a manager, decided maybe I'm going to give this up.
我说为什么呢？他说因为我们一家是四个人。他只负担两个，另外两个要到高级度假区，那么要负担的可能好几千块才能够下来。
Well, I asked him why, and this is what he said. Well, if you have a family of four, then you still need to add two more people in a really expensive hotel and airfare.
那我想，连 manager 都不行，我怎么可能可以呢？
Well, if the manager can't do it, then how am I supposed to do this?
那我就只好放弃了。
I guess I have to give up.
后来到了 training 的时候，那个同工问我说：“我有什么决定？”
And so, the coworker, the mission leader, at the next missions training, confronted me. Well, not confronted, but asked me how the decision was coming along.
我说没有关系，我就照原定计划去。
I told him, "Don't worry about it. I'm gonna proceed with the mission trip as planned."
那个同工很好心的跟我说，他说：“其实。”如果你可以负担的话，我建议你没有关系，带着家人去散散心。
Well, this brother was very nice, and he said, "Well, you know, if you have to, maybe you should take this time to take your family on vacation."
我跟他很少这么同心过。
I never felt so much more in unity with this person.
问题就是我没有办法负担。
The problem was I couldn't afford it.
那后来。我当时没有讲，我就说谢谢你。
So at the moment, I just said thank you.
后来回去之后呢，我就开始向神祷告我的决定。
Oh, this is a prayer for sanctification.
大卫祈求的是一个坚贞、圣洁以及乐意的灵，这都是神所乐意赐给他的。
This is a prayer that God willingly gives or answers.
但是这是一个洁净的过程呢，是一个重新创造的过程。
But there's a process for this.
它不是说把你一个原有的东西修整之后恢复原状。
It's not about simply repairing something.
它是在你的软弱中全然的更新，是一个更新的过程。
But in your weakness, you are completely renewed.
好像保罗在哥林多前书中所说的，所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
Just as Paul says to the Corinthians, so we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day.
你会惊讶地发现，这个生命是什么？是越用越新的生命。
So it is a life that is new and new every day.
而这个生命是充满了皱褶、记忆，甚至老练的新生命。
Requires perseverance.
这很难想象，怎么可能会越用越新呢
？But how can you use it more and then it becomes more and more new?
我想到前几年，这个 Apple 发表了 iOS 的更新之后。
So it kind of reminds me of an update that we received through the iPhone.
一些旧的 iPhone 呢，换了新的系统之后呢？就好像新的一样。
So when these older iPhones receive a new operating system, it's like they were brand new again.
我记得那个时候 David 跟我说，你看我的手机好像新的一样。
I remember talking to David, and he was like, wow, look, my phone looks like it's completely different and new.
可是他那个 phone 本来就是有些刮痕是旧的，可是怎么会是新的呢？
Well, it's got a whole bunch of scratches. How can this be new?
因为里面完全不一样。
Because the inside has been changed.
所以这个有一点像是这种感觉。
So it has a similar feel to this.
当我们愿意跟随神的脚步走全新的道路的时候，
When we're willing to walk according to the will of God,
我们不用自己的想法过日子的时候，
when we don't use our own mindset to,
你每天会经历不一样的经验，
every day becomes an amazing experience.
好像你每天上班的道路换了以后，你所看到的景色、店家，甚至遇到的人都不一样。
It's as if you're walking to work. If you just change your path a little bit, you pass by completely new stores and different people.
怎么过越新的生活呢？
So how do you live a life that is new, newer and newer every day?
还是靠主耶稣基督常与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
By leaning on Jesus Christ, who is always with us, even to the end of the age.
接着大卫他说他要将神的道指教有过犯的人。
Next, David seeks to teach the transgressor the ways of the Lord.
因而罪人必归顺你。
For the purpose that they will return to him.
有谁能够比一个彻头彻尾犯罪之后被神原谅，更能够传递神宽恕的信息呢？
Who is more able to transmit the message of forgiveness better than the one who has been time and time again forgiven?
虽然他为罪感到羞耻，
As he wrestles with his shame,
但是他经过这番经历以后，他反而觉得把这个经历告诉众人是一个非常荣幸的事情。
He finds, that after his pride has been cast off,and he's been forgiven. This is something wonderful that he wants to share with other people.
主耶稣也对那个将要面对临命跌倒的彼得说了这段话。他说：“我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后要怎么样？要坚固你的弟兄。”
Jesus says to the oft-failing Peter, "I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers."
大卫是不是真的这样做了呢？
This is what David does.
他真的，因为标注就写了，大卫与拔示巴同事以后，先知拿单来见他，他作这诗交与灵长。
Per the note, it says to the choir master, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet went to him after he had gone into Bathsheba.
那 choir master 是谁？就是我们的 worship team leader.
The choir master is our modern day equivalent of a worship team leader.
这就好像是今天 Michael 犯罪了以后呢，被牧师责备。
So this is like Michael, having committed a grave sin and being confronted by the pastor.
他就写悔过书。
So he writes a song.
写完以后呢，交给谁？交给佳佳。
And who does he give it to? To Sari.
然后佳佳怎么样？他就写了曲在上面。
And so, she puts it to song.
然后到 worship 的时候，他就给大家唱，说 Michael 怎么样犯罪，怎么样被神责备，然后后来得到原谅。
And then during the time of worship, we sing about how Michael sinned and so on and so forth.
可能不会这么夸张。
Perhaps not like this, exactly.
但是我们是用另外一个方法。
But we use different methods.
很多人写了他自己被赦罪的经历之后，交给赵云科。
So sometimes we give this, we write down what's come to pass and we give it to someone.
然后赵云科就把它放到属天原地印出来给大家看。
And then they print it in our quarterly publication.
这就是我们愿意将自己赦罪的经验告诉大家，让众人知道神宽恕的信息。
And so this is how we can share with other people how the Holy Spirit is forming us.
好，最后我们来看第十四到十七节。
So、let's look at 14 through 17.Deliver me from bullet guiltiness, O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it. You would not be pleased with a burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
我们经历过神的恩典的人，就要开口来赞美神。
Those who have...Been forgiven must offer praise to God.
我们把歌词当作自己的祷告来献给神。
The psalm becomes a prayer unto God.
神看重的就是那种忧伤痛悔的心来献给神。
What God sees is a broken and contrite heart.
我们不论做得多好，如果我们的心不正，是没有办法来取悦神的。
If our heart is not right, no matter how good we are doing, we cannot please God.
最后呢，我发现看完这个诗，就会知道神大卫跟神的关系是何等的亲近。
Finally, as we bring this study to a close, we see that there is coming close to God.
他不仅认罪求神赦免，还要神洁净他的罪，让他完全更新的心来去顺服神。
What he wants is to take all of this and live for God.
他的目的是要再回到跟神在一起的怀抱当中。
He wants to return to a life in which he is intimate with God.
我们为自己的罪伤心吗？
Are we broken over our sin?
我们真的愿意停止犯罪吗？
Are we really willing to cease sinning against God?
我们愿意谦卑，神就会喜悦。
If we are, then God will be pleased.
那之前讲到 YSMP 的经验。
As I shared before about YSMP,
我自己很痛苦。
It's a story of shame.
但是神也安慰我。
But it is also a story of comfort.
那一位跟我说他决定放弃的那个人，在我跟公司讲我要放弃之后呢，他说他后悔了。
The person who decided not to go was very sad that he didn't go.
没有，他只是说他跟我说他后悔了。因为他后来决定还是要去。
Oh, because he ultimately decided to go.
我当场傻眼。
I was shocked.
然后后来有一天呢，我们同事在一起吃饭，就谈到了去佛罗里达有多么的美好，是一生难得的经验。
Later, I was talking with some coworkers during lunch, and the topic of Florida came up.
我十分的羡，我就开始有点羡慕的感觉。
So I was just kind of like, oh man, it sounds really awesome.
就突然有一个人说，哎，奇怪，为什么 Michael 没有去？
And then someone realized, hey, how come you weren't there?
我那个 manager 的朋友就跟大家说，你们不知道吗？他没有去 vacation, 他去 mission.
Oh, so someone spoke up for me and said, oh, don't you know he went on a mission trip?
我就马上把我的表情回正过来。
So my expression changed quite quickly.
他们说，哇，你去哪里啊？
And they asked me, where did you go?
我说去 Arizona.
I went to Arizona.
那里不是很热吗？
Isn't it really hot there?
I know.
我知道。
我突然有种感觉，神一直在带领着我，而且还最后给我这样的安慰。
And then I saw that God was leading me this whole time, and on top of that, giving me comfort.
只是后来到最后，我跟我的小儿子讲说，你知道吗？原来我们本来可以去佛罗里达玩，但是公司让我们两个人去佛罗里达玩呢，但是我们没有去。
Well, I told my son that, you know, we could have gone to Florida, but you know, only two of us could go.
结果那孩子居然说 ，You should go.
And then my son said, Well, you should go.
我跟哥哥随便找些地方就可以住了，你们应该去去休息。
He said, My brother and I can find some place. You and mom, you can go and have fun.
还好我是结束以后才告诉他。
Thankfully, I told him after I already went on the mission trip.
那我们看到悔改，到底跟新希望有什么关系呢？
So what does repentance have to do with anything?
如果大家发现，我很喜欢用手机的 app 来下西洋棋。
Well, if you haven't noticed.